Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We've got CW33's Daniel Esteve with us.
Look
right
at
here on 105.3 The Fan. The only reason I got it right is because I double-checked about, 45 seconds ago, and I was still putting the accent in the wrong place. So keep that in mind, because we're going to do Forgiveness Friday, and I'm going to make fun of somebody for getting somebody's last name wrong. So maybe that's a bit hypocritical of me. I will argue I missed an accent mark, whereas Udonis Haslam, who we'll get to in a minute, just missed all of it.
He said the wrong name completely, huh?
I will let you be the judge of if he said the wrong name.
Well, here's the thing, Kevin. You know my last name. It's spelled M-A-G-E-O-R-S. My entire life.
It's been,
yeah, our boss said
it's whores.
Whenever people would call my house growing up, it was Mr. McGregor's there, and I'd be like, you don't know us, and hang up on him. So, yeah, that's exactly. I understand the last. And you got called Hoagland for a few years.
That's true. The people in Germany were very sad that that was not my last name. They were like, that would just fit in so much better. We're live at Taco Bueno, 7940 North Central Expressway in Dallas. And right now, it's time for some Forgiveness Friday. Now, Alec, I know you're familiar with this cut. Do you think it's fair to say when I said that Udonis Haslam missed on this last name significantly more than I missed on saying our last name?
Yeah, and it's really not even close. This is pretty bad.
Okay, good. So take it away. Here's the key, Corey.
Okay.
Zachary Risacher is what he's shooting for.
Is this one of those John Travolta, Idina Menzel moments?
I think it is.
Okay, all right.
So take it away. This is Udonis Haslam talking about the players to watch.
You got your young corner, Jalen Johnson, and Rosh Hashanah, however you say his name, excuse me, I'm sorry, Zachary Risacher. You have all these pieces. Now, are you going to make Atlanta? Listen, I messed up his name. I'm sorry. Listen, don't be mad at me.
So,
hold on. This was TV, correct?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I'm glad we have a TV man with us right now. Because he knows about hearing things in your ear. He was given the right name immediately when he messed that up.
And he said Rosh Hashanah, and then he still didn't say it right. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where, like, maybe in your prep, you were like, ooh, I need to go get a phonetic translation for that, or I need to hear it, and then all of a sudden you realize when it's go time you forgot? Because that's definitely happened to me, too, and I was like, oh, crap, I forgot to look up the right way to say it.
I've had some great ones, one of the ones that takes me back to my first broadcast in St. Louis at my last gig. Mind you, it was my first time covering hockey. And I'm a kid from South Texas, Brownsville, Texas, right on the border. Very heavy Hispanic community.
Okay.
Esteve,
yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Hispanic background. My first time calling Blues highlights, I got to call a highlight. Great play by Mr. Ivan Barbashev. And my brilliance saw Ivan and said, Ivan Barbashev.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of grilling I got from the St. Louis community was top notch. And I think it's something that happens pretty often. In that case, I didn't hear anybody yelling in my ear. It was more just a nice laugh after the fact and a good learning lesson. But it happened all the time. Kasperi Kapanen was another one that I just could not say in a live shot 15
you
times.
You nailed it just now.
Yep. You learn real quick. So, hockey names were always a tough one for me. I think the baseball names were a bit easier with some of the Cardinals players, Rangers players as well.
Sure.
Kevin, you know the most difficult name, though, is Manti Te'o. Manti Te'o was difficult for me for years, but it's the decision of is it Ian, Ian, or Jan, and then you gotta really know. That's the difficult one right there.
Would it be easier if there was a unified way of saying it, because it's Ian Kinsler, Ian Eagle, and
Jan Mahimi.
Yes, very good. And the spelling all looks the same, but they're like, no.
That was a deep cut right there.
I was.
I'm impressed.
See, and that's why I had to be re-educated in Germany, because I said Tobias and Joshua, and they're like, no, that's wrong. It's Tobias and Joshua. And I was like, oh, for real? Somebody there was named, they would be called Mackenzie, and they said it so differently. It was like, I can't even.
Don't try. I don't want you to get in trouble.
Regionals are wild.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, for real?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So a lot of learning to do. So, do you grant forgiveness to Udonis Haslam for being in a place where...
For having been there before, man.
Yeah.
I've been there many, many times. I do grant him forgiveness.
I really want you to just make up a similar word that you've known before. And you're like, Ian Kit Kat.
Yeah,
like, I just want you to make up a word that like sounds somewhat similar to something
you've
heard
before. You keep listening long enough, you'll get that out of
Ooh,
me. Yeah, it'll
okay.
happen.
Now,
Ian Kit Kat.
I mean, like, that's what he said, Zachary Rosh Hashanah.
Like, hey, at least I had the right first letter. You know,
he was so there. Confident when he finally said another name, another version of it, and still got it completely
exactly.
wrong.
He did. Now, Corey, we have a guest.
Yes, E. Steve.
And no, it's not Daniel E. Steve, no matter how much I want it to be. He might have some forgiveness that he needs to throw out.
All right. Is it because he was working in St. Louis
oh,
for a
yeah.
while?
Do you want to ask?
We got to have a whole conversation
at some
here.
Point. Okay. We've been working on that one. That one, I'm not ready to get off my chest. If I'm being completely honest.
Okay.
All right. Okay. That's down the road.
I want a preemptive apology to the apology. Do you think your son deserves forgiveness because he's about to put you on blast? This is Daniel's dad, and his dad came to see him,
That's
and
awesome.
He's about to put him on blast, I think.
Well, hold on, because I'd love, and I don't want to ruin the mojo of the show, but I'd love to take it in a different direction because I would like to ask the general Dallas public for some forgiveness.
Okay.
And this dates back to 1984 at DKR Memorial Stadium, University of Texas. One Tomas Esteve, my beautiful father here, was kicking for the SMU Mustangs in a crucial Southwestern Conference matchup. And they lost that game 12-6, I believe. 13-7, if I'm correct. 13-7. And my beautiful father missed two field goals that day. Later had his car flipped. It was
holy cow.
It was not great. But
we're right down the street from Ford.
Unfortunately, I found that video. And Al Michaels was on the call in that game and also threw some shade my dad's way. So I feel like it's time that with the success of SMU in recent history, right, the upward trajectory that program's on, it's time we forget about that 1984 season and the shortcomings of one Tomas Esteve, the kicker, back in 1984. I would love to ask the general Dallas public for forgiveness on his behalf.
Was Lance McElhaney on that team at the time? No, that was him. Wild man right there. He's a good dude.
Well,
though.
I still support you because you wanted to beat Texas. I have been
a
fan
I'm
of a program that wants to beat Texas a lot, and it doesn't always work out.
I've been a fan of a program that has beaten Texas a lot, so I'm perfectly okay.
okay
with that. But the desire to want to defeat them, let's go ahead and get the forgiveness out of the way now.
Okay, good. Now,
So you don't flip his car over in the parking lot is what you're being told now?
You know, just let's
sore spot there. I get it.
It's a tough one. I think they had two losses on the year. And, of course, that game, you know, set up who would win the Southwestern Conference that year. And UT ended up winning it. So SMU hasn't been thrilled ever since.
He's sitting right next to a UT fan as well.
I have so many questions now about, like, just kicking in general. We talk about that, the stresses of being a kicker and everything, and in that moment, I got so many questions.
So part of it, the reason I thought about it was because I found the clip on YouTube. You can find it now. And I sent it to him in a group chat thinking, man, what a rough kick. Am I right, Dad? And my brother texted me on the side like, hey, man, that's pretty cool.
That was a D-move, yeah. Absolutely.
And I'm thinking, hey, this is history. This is cool. Like, it's cool to see my dad out there. But, yeah, sore subject, I guess.
Oh, man. That is
Has he forgiven you for sending it then?
I did apologize last night on our way to get dinner when I picked him up.
Only to bring it back up again.
You know, just to bring it back up.
Yeah,
so.
That's a good idea.
Well, he's here, you know, so that's
we were doing the segment before I even got to you guys, so that's great. We were working on it.
Now, as long as we're doing Blast from the Past here,
okay.
Do you remember how, like, 30 years ago David Justice was married to Halle Berry?
Yes. Yes, I do. I was jealous.
So
I was 17, but still jealous.
He did an interview and said that one of the reasons he divorced Halle Berry was because she wasn't motherly enough.
Okay.
I don't know if I would be doing those interviews like 30 years later. I'd be like, let's just all move on. So Halle Berry put out something. I believe it was on Twitter. Maybe it was on Instagram. And it just said, phew, cooking, cleaning, and mothering. And so...
Was it a picture of her doing
yes,
all those things?
It was...
Or skateboarding in a bikini?
Yeah, it was more... It was more kind of like that.
Valid
kind
question.
Of picture.
I'm okay
valid
with
question.
Those. Yeah.
Yeah, it was more kind of like that sort of picture. But, like, do they need forgiveness for relitigating their divorce from 30 years ago?
If I remember correctly, that wasn't a friendly divorce. Like, I don't think so. It was one of those that was always kind of tough on hearing about some things that they had gone through. So
there were no motherly qualities.
Yeah, I guess not. What percentage of divorces do you think are like, hey, it didn't work out? See around and they shake hands. And
I think like 5% because it's tough to not emotionally be invested in, you know, like and just be like, you know what, I got to be realistic about this, and jealousy and all that aside. That's a very difficult thing to get over for a lot of people.
Follow up question, since I'm of, you know, the journalistic mold, or at least I pretend to be, is how many of those begin by saying, hey, yeah, let's just, you know, this isn't working out, then later become this crazy debate back and forth on who gets what, how things operate.
I could see that. Like, even if there's no kids involved,
there's got to be a difference.
People like stuff and people like money.
Okay,
so.
Now that we're in this place, then, how many of those relationships end up being crazy, wild divorces? Then they get back together and they just live with each other for a while. Because, you know, obviously,
this
they
is
still
like
have
one of your friends, right?
Hey, dude, yes. Yes, it absolutely. I've seen this happen before.
You know what I'm really fascinated by is the people who get married again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were married, not just in general, but they were married to one another, and they get a divorce, and then they come back around and get married again. I want to talk more with some of those people and just be like, hey, like,
what happened?
What was the time difference? Yeah, like,
How did this person grow?
I saw COVID actually did that to a couple of relationships. And, of course, this is mindlessly scrolling on the internet, but I actually saw during COVID having to be with the person in the same place without all outside distractions rekindled a couple of relationships. Again, inversely, I'd love to know how many
it did
the opposite
but that's
for.
Like a reality show. That's not going to be your long-term real life.
Not.
Then you get back to real life and you're like, ugh.
Oh, yeah, we forgot.
Now that I can see other people, thumbs down.
From the 469, Kevin, you broke up with a girl because she didn't renew her registration. So
it was complicated, but yes. That was the final straw. It was just, I'd had enough. And, like, you're not an adult.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much more love on this show than I expected coming into it. You were trying to downplay the amount of love.
Yeah, well, I think that's their example of me downplaying love. So I was like, you didn't get your registration done? That's it. I'm
that's
out.
It.
All right. Do the Denver Nuggets deserve forgiveness? Do they need to ask for forgiveness? They are now facing a lawsuit from their mascot, Rocky. Now, more specifically, it is Drake Solomon, the human, who's inside it. It's not the
Jimmy King.
Yes.
Because he was not the mascot.
It's not Jimmy King.
We learned that.
But it is the person inside the suit, not the actual mascot himself. He's saying that he was fired and it was a violation of the disability protection laws. First of all, probably not a great look to fire a mascot. Second of all, if you get sued for violating disability protection laws,
man,
that's probably not a double good look. I know the courts will decide, but let's go ahead and decide for them. Do the Denver Nuggets deserve forgiveness?
I need to know. Oh, hip replacement. He had a hip replacement surgery in 24.
And so because of that,
he can't do his trampoline dunks.
And he had to deal with a lot of pain following his return to work. So he was having trouble bouncing back to work. And the Nuggets finally said, we couldn't depend on him.
That's a
to
tough
show
place
up
to
at
be.
Work. So you're fired.
That's a tough place to be whenever you're
is.
Like, you can't do the job exactly the way
right.
we want you to do it,
right.
And we kind of expect a little more. I think they do deserve forgiveness in this, but I also understand where he's coming from because he's like, look, I need that opportunity. So
was the hip injury because of his work with the team?
I believe it was.
Okay.
So there's no compensation package that he's getting on the way out the door? Because Brock is one of the most athletic of the mascots, and I'd love to side with the costume character that can't speak. In fact, CW33 loves having mascots, I'm told, from Jenny Anchado, one of our hosts, loves having mascots in the studio. I'm not sure how those interviews work out, but I tend to side
with
the mascots.
I interviewed a grill once, so it can be done.
We interviewed, the Huskies, the Connecticut Huskies.
Oh, yeah.
We got their mascot once, and we were like, can we do a video with you? And he said, I have to do it with my head on. So he was like, I can't do it. I can't even do audio without my mask on.
That is amazing.
I thought it was cool.
That's a whole different subculture there. So yeah, I want to side with that, but in this case it's difficult to go away from somebody who can't do the physical feats that you need to accomplish that task.
And then from the 214, I remarried my wife after my divorce. You can call me anytime to talk about it. All right. I definitely am going to jot down that person's number because I want to hear more about it. Now, Daniel, for people who want to hear more from you, where can they find you? When can they watch you?
So we're super excited. We're bringing sports back to CW33. It's been a minute,
as
I'm told by colleagues in the industry. Unfortunately, I've been surrounded by a lot of great ones, both in and out of the station. So it's a step-by-step process. Of course, Friday Night Baseball, CW33
with the Texas Rangers
is massive. We've got one more pregame special coming up, I believe it's September 5th, ahead of the Astros series. That Friday, we'll have our final show, and I think we'll have some familiar voices on that show in particular. And then I also want to point out September 3rd, we're going to be really bringing sports back. Still plenty of information to come out on that. We'll be putting out some info related to the actual name of the show, some of the product we're going to be doing, and where you can find it. But the easiest thing to do is go across our socials, Daniel J. Esteva for me, and then CW33 for all our socials. You'll see content both from Lifestyle. We have a new auto show, and of course, plenty of sports to come as well.
Well, Daniel, we appreciate it very, very much. Daniel Esteve from CW33.
Nailed that last name.
Boom!
Look at you.
Coming up next, the man who always nails his segment. It's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus I hate that Howie Roseman is this cool. Next on the Fan.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Taco Bueno in Dallas, 7940 North Central Expressway. We'll be here doing the show. Hopefully you know the time by now, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And probably in about 20 minutes, I do believe, we're going to have one Christy Scales on the show live from Taco Bueno. But right now, it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas. 877-881-1053, the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Plus, Twitch and YouTube, you can get involved as well. We're going to do that, and we're going to hear from Howie Roseman, the GM of the Philadelphia Eagles, and I hate that he is this cool. I really
you
do
heard
hate
that.
It.
Some people booed yep.
I did hear it, but there's a podcast clip from Bussin' with the Boys. He actually talked about the draft night A.J. Brown trade. He explained the entire thing and how it went down. It's actually a pretty wild story about how little people actually knew what was going on in his own building in the middle of the draft. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. But gentlemen, we're going to go to the national day calendar as we usually do for the question of the day. And I know Kevin's going to be really excited. Tomorrow is National Tell a Joke Day, but that is tomorrow. So you don't get to celebrate that today. You can celebrate it all you want tomorrow.
What if a Tolo gave me a joke?
I suppose you guys are at literally my favorite place on earth, Taco Bueno. So I feel like if people show up and give you a joke, I can't really deny it.
I'm trying to have a party box brought to you, by the way, Alec. That's the plan. So I'm trying to send some food your way, buddy.
Shed a tear, if we're being honest.
And if you can just put $6 plus tax in an envelope and send it back to us, that would be phenomenal. It's a heck of a deal. Do you know what the German word is for constipation?
I do.
Far from pooping. God.
All right, guys. It is a...
Also, did I tell you I walked into a restaurant while I was in Germany and they were all out of food and I was like, oh, holy schnitzel.
Oh, my gosh, dude. What is happening right now? Alec,
you know what's happening and I'm going to take control. The beautiful
all right, now
thing...
I'm done. Yeah!
The beautiful thing about the remote broadcast is you guys are all on one line, so I can just hit this red button I can stop the jokes real fast and just go overnight radio mode here.
Oh, I like it.
In the
I like
midday.
This idea.
Yeah, I've had to do it, unplanned a couple of times in the past. I'll do it on my own for sure. But it is National Airborne Day. Airborne Day.
Like that movie?
Air Bud, maybe?
No. There is a movie, Corey. I know you know this movie.
Yeah. Yes. It's. Did he just call you a piece of women's undergarments? Yeah, it's Airborne with Jack Black and Seth Green.
Yeah,
and it's a skater movie. It's like a rollerblades that just kind of popped off.
Oh, I
right
have
then.
Seen this. Yeah, yes, now that I see the cover of it, I have seen this.
I love that movie.
It's,
dude.
It's not great, but I like it when it's one not. Specific skill like that movie and Rad allow people to integrate themselves
yes.
into the good graces
yes,
of the town.
I do too.
Jeez, what a pull. Good job. But it didn't get me thinking about mediocre movies. It did get me thinking about things I won't do in life. That's like skydiving is a big bucket list item for people. That's one thing I will never do. I don't care if it's all inclusive and somebody pays for it and all that. You know, if I get a hookup for it, I'm not doing that. I'm not jumping out of an airplane. I'm sorry. I know that technology has advanced very far and it's probably very, very safe at this point. I'm not doing it. I don't care. I feel like Nick Saban in this situation. I'm not going to, so quit asking. So what is that one proverbial bucket list thing that you will just never do? 877-881-1053.
So you hit it perfectly, Alec, and I'm going to add one more and see if you want to do this one.
Okay.
Because I don't want to skydive, but I also don't want to bungee jump.
Ooh.
How do you feel about bungee jumping?
It's weird. I feel kind of hypocritical because bungee jumping, I think I could be convinced. I'm not going to seek it out, but I feel like I could be convinced. Yeah, skydiving, I'm not getting convinced. I'm not getting on that plane. I'm not.
Right.
Yeah, you got to go through a whole class too.
Exactly.
You know,
and it's all
like
work.
That's time out of my life. You know, yeah. Like that's gonna be difficult.
I don't have time.
I've never wanted to skydive for a couple of different reasons. I have a real specific reason. I guess my father told me, and this has actually turned out to be true. Not one of those that, like, your dad's telling you just to scare you, or your mom's telling you just to scare you. One of his friends went skydiving, landed in a body of water. The parachute filled up with water and pulled him down underwater.
No.
And he was unable to, so that was like, for me, that was always kind of a, oh my gosh.
So sad.
I don't want a bungee jump. Like, that's just not in my, I don't like roller coasters. Like, I'm not one of those people either. So those are all things. But the bucket list thing that I just don't think I can get myself to do is drink snake venom. Like, if I was to go.
Snake venom?
You ever seen this? Whenever these guys are like chugging, knocking down shots of snake venom, and you're like, what are you doing right now? And they're like, it's crazy. And that's just not something I think I would be into.
No, I do not.
I'll tell you what I do, though, is you want to get some beef roll ups from Taco Bueno.
Dude.
That's what I'm into, man. I love these things. Kevin, this is perfect for you. Tortilla, beef, cheese. That's it.
That's it?
That's amazing.
It. Oh, yeah.
And it's grilled, so you get a little bit of the grill
roll-ups?
Marks. Yes, it's amazing. I was telling Corey that my mom would always surprise me, like on Fridays growing up. She would run to Taco Bueno and put those roll ups in my lunchbox Thursday night. So on Friday, I would open up my lunchbox in like third grade or whatever and see one of those. And I would be like, yes, best day of my life every Friday. That's one of my favorite things on the menu. 877-881-1053, the bucket list items that you just refuse to do in life, because mine is skydiving for National Airborne Day. But from the 214, skydiving is exhilarating. Didn't think I would do it, but ended up doing it, and it was awesome. And yes, I've heard that story plenty of times where, ooh, you know, people are like, no, I'm not going to do it. They do it, and they're like, oh my God, I want to do it a million times over. No, I'm still not doing that. From the 903, hot air balloon. Yes.
Dude,
that's another one.
That's weird because I kind of really do want to do a hot air balloon, and like, I kind of wanted, I hate heights. I really do.
And you want to do that?
But there's something that seems so peaceful about it, but it also is terrifying. Like, it feels like I'm just like, what's keeping me up there? Heat? That's scary, you know?
I guess I don't understand the concept of the hot air balloon ride for fun. Like, if you're announcing something or you're going to propose, I get it. But people are just like, let's just go up in
let's
a hot air balloon.
Fly across the sunset together.
Yeah, in a little basket. I just don't know if I get that.
There's no, like, it doesn't feel like there's any true steering, right? Like, you're
yeah, because you're in a balloon.
It just kind of goes where the wind tells you to.
A balloon obeys its own laws.
I like this from the 337. Any bucket list item that you have to take a class for, just too much time to think.
Yeah, it's too much.
I like that. Like, that's my kind of person right there, because if I need a full, like, certification or education to do said activity, what's the point?
Like, is it just because the time?
Then I think like, the more time I have to think about how crazy the activity is, I'm going to regret it more and more. You know, like, if I'm going to commit to doing something stupid, I need to do it right then. I need to just go for it. If I have time to contemplate, then I'm going to get nervous. The butterflies start kicking in, and I'm not doing it. From the 214, squirrel suit jumping. Even though it looks incredible, it looks incredible. It like, visually, it's awesome. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Because, again, a lot of work.
I don't know if people consider this. I don't want my obituary to say, like, he died in a squirrel suit or something like that. They're going to be like, here's video from his GoPro. Oh, he missed.
Yeah, he died doing what he loves.
Story. I feel like I have to now. I just told it to our friend Kyle Frazier just a moment ago. When I was at a Stars game, my kid came over to me and he goes, hey, Dad, do you want to see my friend's nuts? And I was like, I'm sorry, what did you just say?
We might have to dump.
And I turned around and there was a kid in a squirrel suit and it actually had acorns on it. And I was like, oh my gosh. But that's the moment, Kevin, that I realized I raised the right kid. You know, I did a pretty good job with this one, because he was like, I'm playing a prank on Dad. And it was, he was wearing, it was a different kind of squirrel suit, Kevin. But definitely flying around on that would be fun.
How much could you have rocked your son's world if you're like, yep?
No. No, man, I don't know. He's one of those. He's kind of like me. He doesn't get shaken too much.
Oh, ooh, that's somebody terrifying. Said skinny dipping. They wouldn't want to do that.
What? Huh. Why not?
Yeah, Corey's very much intrigued yeah. by that. Yeah.
If I get home and nobody's at the house, that's the way it needs to be done. Yeah. I
mean, yeah, you got those privacy fences, man. You, yeah. you are just
what's
free
the point
to
of wearing
whatever.
A suit?
All right, huh. I have a follow-up question that I know I'm going to regret.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Every situation of skinny dipping ever, do you think you're going to hook up with somebody?
Not if I'm by myself.
Why like are you skinny valid. Dipping by yourself?
Why do I? Because I like vitamin D. Yeah, vitamin D is important.
Did you say
and freedom? Yeah, freedom, yeah. dude. That is exactly, Kevin. That is exactly why I fished like that once.
Uh-huh.
Because I was standing there and I was looking and I was like, "There's nobody at least 20 miles that way, 20 miles that way, 20." And I was like, "Might as well. Why not? It's America." So I enjoyed all of America and all of its glory.
So if you're in another country, you might not have had that opportunity.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have had that freedom.
Okay. I guess that makes sense.
This might
somebody
be
said
my,
run with the bulls.
Yeah, and I like how they worded it from the 2-1-0 run with the bulls. F that. Bull big solid, me small squishy. That's exactly true. How they wrote it. I like that.
This might make me a bad person. I could see watching Running with the Bulls and seeing someone get clipped and being like, yeah. Good job, bull.
You're rooting for the bull?
Yeah, a little bit.
There's are you? The
answer's not
do.
No.
This morning, because I needed a little extra motivation, Bulls on Parade was definitely on.
That's
is that
damn?
If
good
you
song.
Were there, because you like Kevin likes to pull up his phone and play music that goes with the moment. Like you went on, didn't you go on a ship recently and you played?
Yes, we were on the top of an aircraft carrier, and I played the intro song from Top Gun, and this one guy walked by me. And he just nodded his head. And it just felt right.
Man.
Like, Jess thought I was an idiot, but that guy was like, respect.
He gets it, yeah. And so I feel like if you went to go see Running with the Bulls, that's the first thing you'd do is be like, Bulls on Parade.
That's just going to make them madder.
Probably.
They know that song.
But again, that's for the people that have to deal with the
that's
Bulls,
true.
Not you.
I hope they get gored.
Oh. Yeah. Shout out to Rhino.
Wow. Man, that got dark.
We're going to go to the bus with the boys.
Shield it!
We're going to go to the Bussin' with the Boys podcast. Howie Roseman, the GM of the Philadelphia Eagles. Gross, I know. But it's really cool to hear the story of one of the most surprising trades in recent...
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Memory, A.J. Brown on draft night to the Philadelphia Eagles. He details how it went down.
Yeah, I mean, in that situation, John Robinson, heck of GM, you know, I understood where he was and financially what he was trying to do and really trying to figure out a way to make a win-win situation because we had a quarterback at the time on a rookie deal. That the interesting thing was that we had the trade done, the terms agreed to in the morning. We had to get a contract done with him. And at the time, we started with three first-round picks in that draft. We traded one for a future pick with New Orleans. We still had two, and basically I said, John, like, if we can't get a contract done, like, we can't do this trade. Like, we can't trade you a one and a three for 1 year of a player. You know, we got to get a contract done first. And so we trade up, and we get Jordan Davis. Our contract's still not done. And John's like, well, what are we doing? You know, what's going on here? And so after we picked Jordan 12, I think the pick we ended up trading was 18th. Between 12 and 18, I'm trying to finish the contract. And so nobody knew except a couple of people that we were even doing it because I said, imagine this falls apart. Like, I'm going to be the GM who can't get a deal done with AJ. And so at that point, when we finished it, it was about pick 14 and the deal was done. And I turned to Jeffrey and Nick and I said, we're going to surprise our room when we're on the clock. They don't know anything about it. And so when we get ready to pick, I'm just going to say, hey guys, you know, we're picking AJ Brown. And they're all going to look at me like, what the f- going on? But they're going to be excited. And so it was really fun. It was great energy. It was really like, I can't even get to five. I can't even on the amount of people who knew in our building because of the contract.
So my computer decided to act up at the end there. But he said he couldn't even count to five people inside the building that actually knew that he was working on that trade because, again, they needed to get a contract done with him. So he was like, I'm keeping this on the hush. And his entire war room, except for two people, did not know that he was working on that trade the entire time. So he surprised his own team with the move, which I just think is awesome that you can surprise your entire staff and say, hey, yeah, you guys did all this hard work scouting and stuff.
Just like Nico, you know?
Yeah.
Fortune favors the bold, baby.
Yep, that's true.
As I've been told.
All right. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, live from Taco Bueno, 7940 North Central Expressway in Dallas. Coming up next, we will talk with Dallas Cowboys sideline reporter and the woman who knows all of the inside info, Christy Scales, next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Taco Bueno for the Friday Football Feast, 7940 North Central Expressway. We'll be here until 2 o'clock. That party box for $6 will be happening all day today. You can mix and match with the party quesadilla, grilled roll-up beef or chicken, party taco, party burrito. Four of those, that's happening for $6. We've also got some Echo Pops to be given away. And most importantly right now, we have Christy Scales live and in person. How are you?
I'm doing well, especially after I get my grilled roll-ups.
See?
I love Taco Bueno.
Are you
so
more
good.
Of a beef or chicken?
Beef.
Okay.
Yeah. But I know I should do more chicken because it's like healthier, I guess.
Combo
I don't know.
It up. Get all of them.
But
you know?
I see they're local, right? So we love our sponsors that are local. I think they're based out of Farmers Branch, their headquarters, actually.
I believe so.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm learning stuff all the
there
time.
There we go.
You
that's because Christy
like you
teaches
might,
us.
That's true. You look like you might be nervous if you didn't have your notebook with you.
Well, I brought it just in case you guys throw a curveball that's like, you know.
If we go really
I know
deep
you've already talked
chart.
With Mickey today.
Yeah.
And so now, you know, you're ready to dig deep on Cowboys.
Yeah,
and
we are.
So that's the great thing about being the sideline reporter on the radio is you can carry your little notebook or you don't have to brush
that's
your hair
little,
or
Christy,
wear a lot of makeup or something. You know, nobody can see.
Gigantic notebook.
No, it's a little. It's almost season ready.
You have something
it's
that
almost
says decibel
ready.
Levels? Is that for all
yeah,
of the
it's for decibel
levels. Oh, my gosh.
Well, no, this is just regular decibel levels. But so when we're in Seattle, I've used this at games in Seattle and in Kansas City. So they'll put up the thing for the crowd and it'll be like, you know, like to pump up the crowd and they'll have the decibel meter. And so let's say that it hits 120. Well, I can turn to my little notebook here and say, oh, 120, that's the equivalent of an ambulance siren or a shotgun, or if it'll get up to 130, and that would be really unusual, but that's the equivalent of an air raid siren.
There we go.
So, you know, on the radio, you have to describe things, right?
Yeah.
Because you can't show the meter. You have to talk about it.
Well, here's the scary part. If it gets to 121, her notebook says you should only experience that for 7 seconds in an 8-hour time period.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
Risk hearing loss. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe some of the little ear sound stoppers. I know I'm
earplugs.
He's got it.
But if you're so the loudest on record, Seattle and Kansas City have battled back and forth for Guinness World Record for the loudest crowd. But right now, Lumen Field in Seattle holds the record of 137.6. But you know, there was a thing where Marshawn Lynch had that beast run in the playoff game.
Beastquake.
And it caused the earthquake there. So. Yeah.
That's so cool. Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, so there's always little things that may come up in a game and may not use 99.9% of the information in this notebook we won't use.
Right.
But there may be something that comes up.
You never know.
And you can turn to it. So little cliff notes.
A little bit, Corey. Do you think it looks like some of these notes are potential ransom notes? There's a couple in there that look like
just because I cut out the letters from the magazines.
Your son show up to the Star at 2 p.m.
Yeah, that definitely could be the case.
How many? I know we've talked about this quite a bit. The appeal of preseason football and seeing the depth for your team and everything. How many more years do you think we have left of the 3 games of preseason football? Because it feels like it's 20-game package. Jerry said that a million times, and we're getting closer.
Yeah, maybe 3 seasons.
Yeah.
2 or 3 seasons.
Okay.
It's going to be an 18-game schedule.
And then it's just 2
preseason. And it shouldn't be. I am so against that. 18 regular season games, horrible idea. You can't get these guys through a 16-game regular season schedule health-wise. I'm thinking from the perspective of sideline reporter where 90% of what I do is injury-related, right? Or you see during the week what these guys go through to try and get ready. And by the way, what a tough schedule the Cowboys have this year. I mean, this is the worst schedule I can remember in a long time. And I don't mean the gauntlet of the tough teams at the end of the season, but which is bad enough. But these Thursday night games? Give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
So don't talk about player safety. You know, and
that's
then
true.
And then do a schedule like this.
Mm-hmm. And the
Kansas
flex
City,
on some of these games now.
Yeah, horrible. So, I am against the 18-game regular season just from a health standpoint, but there's too much money.
Yeah.
And as they negotiate the new broadcasting contracts, that's what it's going to be. So, and the players, I think what the players should do, certainly the revenue will increase, so the salary cap will increase. You know, the player share of the pie will the share will be the same, but the pie will be bigger.
Yeah.
But the thing is, what they really need to go for is not only the guaranteed salaries, but the expanded rosters. So if you expanded the roster from 53 to maybe 56 or 58, and that's not a small, little blip for the owners. I mean, there's a lot that goes to that because it's not just a base salary.
But if you introduce a second buy that I think naturally expands the TV contract and ups the money, that feels like a decent way to offset some of that.
Well, and that would help with expanding to Europe and Australia and all these other games that they want to do internationally. That would certainly help scheduling with that. But it would also put the Super Bowl into the MLK weekend, right? Which is what they want.
Yeah.
Is the holiday weekend. So,
so they can have, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Make it like a real.
Interesting.
Because
the Super Bowl is like an unofficial national holiday, right?
Yeah.
And so, and so many people
want Monday off.
Yeah. They take it off anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Since you were just talking about international, like that part makes a lot of sense to me just when you end the season. The mechanics of getting there, I'm with you, don't make a lot of sense. What do you think about the idea that the NFL's goal is to have 16 international games per season? That way, every single team will be in an international game one way or another.
Oh, it's happening. It's going to happen. I have no doubt about that. You know, there's going to be a game in Australia next year, and fingers are crossed that it's going to be the Cowboys. I'm really, really hoping that it is.
Hey,
can't believe we haven't done Brazil yet.
Yeah.
See, that wouldn't that be great?
We get
sponsors, and you guys do a whole week from there. And that's what's fun about the international games is you generally go 2 or 3 days ahead of time. And when they were preseason games, we would go like 4 days ahead of time. So I've done games in Japan, did a regular season game in London, but two other preseason games there. Monterrey, Mexico, a couple in Mexico City, Toronto. That was before the Bills, you know, did some of their games there. So that was a lot of fun. I mean, I couldn't tell you what happened in the games, but I do remember having a great time at the baseball game.
That's not helping our case to go out there. I don't remember what happened.
Oh, no. I just remember the hard-hitting talk radio that we had leading into the game. That's what I really remember.
That and, Kevin, think of all the content, the wallabies and the kangaroos and the koala bears. Like, oh, we're going to go find them all, and we're going to have fun.
What about Germany? Would you guys be up if we have one of the games in Germany? Because you just got back.
Yeah, I know.
So you could be Hoagland.
That's right. That's right. And I could give my motivational speech again that I have. See, here, Corey, I just wanted to show you real quick.
What? Yep. Ich bin ein Berliner?
Yeah, no. Okay, I'm not JFK. This is the capital B that's not closed off.
Oh,
it's supposed to be. The first time I saw it, and they're like, it's not a B, and I panicked. And I was like, I don't know what letter that is. We don't have that in America. I learned a lot about it.
This is very good.
This is my motivational speech. For the kids.
Den
Ball Schlagen.
Do not make a drop of that.
Yes, you definitely should. Now, is there anybody who stock most raised, maybe stock that fell the most in Oxnard? I know this is just part of the process. We still got the second game that we're going to move to Frisco. So it's not a done deal, but who have you seen that's maybe like risen and
probably
fallen?
Zion Childress, who was, you know, kind of a, I won't say afterthought, but an undrafted guy. Is it going to get the same kind of attention? Of course, he started his career at Texas State before finishing at Kentucky. But the fact that he was getting first-team snaps there in the slot as the nickel cornerback is really cool.
And I mean, I think Kimon
Hall is still, you know, I mean, if you're stacking it up right now, but talking about who's going to get a lot of playing time and has a real chance in this second and third preseason game to continue. You know, you got to manifest in the game what you've been showing on the practice field at training camp.
Yes.
So I think he has a, you know, a guy like out of nowhere, so to speak, who's lost some, I would say, I mean, he's still going to be on the 53-man roster would be my prediction, but Awesome Richards got leapfrogged by Nate Thomas.
I'm so glad
as
that you
the backup
said that.
Left tackle.
Because it felt like last year, anytime there was any question about the offensive line, they're like, well, we got Awesome Richards ready
and they
to go.
They love Awesome. They do. But this is a thing where the position flex could actually kind of hurt you a little bit because they were working Nate Thomas at this offseason. Once in April, I guess it was May, they moved him to tackle full-time, whereas Awesome is still splitting between, you know, he can play guard and tackle.
Yep.
Now, that's going to help with sticking on the 53-man roster because if you have eight lineman active, which you do on game day, he can be one of those guys. I think this is the reason why TJ Bass is getting work as your backup center, right? I mean, they know that he's the reliable guard and stuff. But that's kind of unfair to Awesome to say that his stock has fallen because they still really like him. But, I mean, Nate Thomas has been working in place of Guyton.
On a team where you can see multiple positions where you're like, I'm really worried about some of the injuries, so I want depth there. Is it going to be tough for the Cowboys to have to carry three quarterbacks, or is that not the way you see it?
No, it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know that when Mickey was on with you guys earlier, he was, and I totally agree with this, is you come out of 26 days in Oxnard, and you still have, Mickey said the same questions, you know, at cornerback and offensive line, and I would argue that it's even worse. Because of the injuries at those two positions. So not only are there still question marks, they're bigger question marks because some of the guys have gone down to injury.
And that defensive line rotation that Eberflus is going to want, like he's going to need a stockade of guys too. So he's going to have to, they're going to figure, the numbers game's really going to be fine after this next one.
See, and you guys are spot on. And again, I know this is somebody who we know will be part of the team. But the time that Tyler Guyton is missing, not in terms of, oh, he won't be ready for Philly, but in terms of he won't be there with the rest of the guys that are on the offensive line, like practicing and playing and everything like that, that feels so detrimental.
It does. And, you know, there were, towards the end of last season, he was he was dressed and part of the 48, but DNP didn't play. Once Chuma Edoga came back from that toe injury, Guyton lost playing time and starts to Edoga. So, and of course, Edoga got injured in preseason, and he might have been your starter on the first game. No, I'm not sure about that.
No such concerns about Tyler Booker not being the real starter.
No, but I am excited that I love preseason. Well, I won't say I love preseason games, but I appreciate the preseason games just for not only the evaluation, but from the perspective of the radio broadcast. They're always great Rudy stories, right?
Yeah.
And
except
you
real.
Can tell,
okay.
Except they're
all
real.
Right.
Yes. And I know we talked about this a little bit in Oxnard, but a guy like Tyler Neville, you know, who ended up with, what, two catches last week? And Fairweather actually had three catches, I think, to lead the team, or four. And so, but this is a guy who, when he was 14 years old, had the syndrome, his chest collapsed. They had to put a steel wall in there beneath his ribs. He couldn't play football because he couldn't have any contact, you know?
Wow.
And so it has overcome cancer. As a child, surgery because of deaf, you know, hearing impaired.
Yeah.
So what has this young man overcome, not only to play college football,
but
to sign with an NFL team and make catches in preseason games? I mean, these are wonderful stories to tell. And the people who are listening to preseason games, especially in the second half, are the truest of true blue fans.
That's true.
And they
true.
Care.
Yeah.
They care about who the backup or third string guys are. And this matters. A guy like Phil Maffa has to show that he can do coverage on teams if he is going to be on the 53-man roster, because I don't think Miles Sanders is going to play teams.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you going to send him down on punt coverage?
Yeah,
probably
that's his
not.
Leg up. That's his, if he gets
exactly.
That, that's his
exactly.
In.
So every one of these snaps, especially on special teams, because you can't control that. You don't get that many in the preseason games. So you could argue that every single snap could be do or die for some of these bubble guys.
Well, I appreciate you being here, but I know we're just stalling for you to eat. So we're
pushing. She's
here.
I'm getting this
$6
party. It's lunchtime. That's right.
Let's see. I got $20 cash, so that's three party boxes.
That's good, yeah.
Three party boxes.
That's factored in the tax.
Yeah, uh-huh. And maybe
Christy,
drink.
Thank you very, very much.
Thanks for having me on.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, live from Taco Bueno, 7940 North Central Expressway.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.